I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. 3 men have been taken into custody at Washtenaw Correctional Center after being extradited from Texas in connection with an attempted murder in West Monroe in July. 26-year-old Joshua Van Buren and 28-year-old Terry Brown of West Monroe were each charged with attempted second-degree murder, while 28-year-old Marcus Van Buren of Arlington, Texas, was charged with being an accessory after the fact. According to the arrest warrant, Brown handed Joshua Van Buren a handgun from inside his waistband following a verbal altercation with Kenyelle Cook. Police say as Cook attempted to flee the scene, Joshua Van Buren fired multiple rounds at the vehicle. After an investigation, a warrant was issued for both men's arrest. Police say after learning of the warrants, Marcus Van Buren traveled to West Monroe from Texas to pick up the 2 men to avoid arrest. A Baton Rouge state senator has filed a lawsuit claiming a last-minute retirement hike that lawmakers gave to the state police superintendent was unconstitutional. Republican Senator Dan Clater alleges the pension change that gives enhanced benefits to Colonel Mike Edmondson and a 32-year-old trooper in Houma was not properly passed by the Louisiana legislature. In response, Judge Janice Clark issued a restraining order against the retirement increase until she holds a September 16th hearing on the lawsuit. Meanwhile, the State Police Retirement System Board voted not to defend the law against any litigation. The change, which carries a $359,000 price tag, has drawn widespread criticism that it was a backroom deal for a political insider. Edmondson has gone on the record saying that he will not accept the increased retirement pay, as has the other trooper. Former President Bill Clinton is scheduled to be in New Orleans tomorrow. He'll be the featured speaker at a fundraiser for Senator Mary Landrieu. Political analyst Clancy Dubose says this should be a nice boost for the Landrieu campaign.
He's a very popular president, especially among her base of support, and he's a proven quantity when it comes to raising money. She'll be able to raise probably a good deal of money by having him as a star attraction.
The event is being hosted by the Big Easy Committee, a joint fundraising effort by the Louisiana Democratic State Central Committee and the Landrieu reelection campaign. Some may be surprised that Landrieu turned to Clinton and not President Obama to help raise money. Dubo says, in politics, you always play to your strengths.
He has probably more star quality than the incumbent president and more appeal among people likely to give or likely to consider supporting her in Louisiana.
Landrieu is currently in a tight race with Republicans Bill Cassidy and Rob Manus. The work of famed Blue Dog artist George Rodrigue will benefit LSU School of Music. Prior to his 2013 death, Rodrigue designed what he termed Take Five, a work that features his iconic Blue Dog surrounded by lush vegetation and symbols of the rich musical heritage of the LSU School of Music. Rodrigue's estate has used the silkscreen to create 950 numbered prints that were unveiled Thursday at a private reception in LSU's Cook Hotel. The prints then go on sale for $500 online at georgerodrigue.com and in Rodrigue studio locations in Lafayette, New Orleans, and Carmel, California. Proceeds are benefiting the School of Music and the George Rodrigue Foundation of the Arts. The KEDM weather forecast, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy today, the high in the low 90s.